KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And taking a look at sports here this morning now, we start off with high school basketball and games we had for you last night here on the radio in Class 1A District 15 quarterfinal round play. And in the first game of the evening was the Audubon Wheelers fending off a scrappy Logan Magnolia squad to come away with a victory of 51-44. The Wheelers held a lead from the midpoint of the second quarter through the end of the game, but the Panthers kept within striking distance throughout. Logan Magnolia led 15-12 at the end of the first. Audubon rallied for a four-point halftime edge. They made it a seven-point lead by the end of the third. Logan Magnolia got within 3 points with 30 seconds left in the game. Audubon senior Tate Killeen came up big at the free throw line, hitting back-to-back one and bonus opportunities to seal the victory. After the game, Killeen talked about heading to the free throw line in that big late game moment.
I don't get too nerve-wracked, I guess you could say. But I mean, I live for those moments. I like being in a spotlight like that. So I was just glad I knocked them down. Sometimes I get the negative side of it, unfortunately, but I got it today.
Audubon head coach Coleman Mullinex thought the Wheelers did a much better job with ball movement in the offense in the second half.
We also talked about the ball sticking a little bit too much, where you're over-dribbling, one person's dribbling a little bit too much. You're not just making the quick, easy passes, because as one person dribbles, the defense is just watching. And our ball movement improved a ton in the second half. And we had a lot of good possessions in that second half against that zone, which I was really proud, because I would venture a guess that we're going to get zoned here in the future, and we're going to have to be able to score against it.
Killeen led all scorers in the game with 18 points. Caden Smith and Lane Lawson both finished with 12 for the Wheelers, who improved to 16-6 on the season. Logan Magnolia had 12 points for Matt Soapmilk. The Panthers finished the season with a record of 11-10. Now, Audubon moves on to the semifinals, and they awaited the winner of the second game of the night, and the Exira EHK Spartans were able to take over the game in the second half and defeat the Boyer Valley Bulldogs 59-43. They led by just a point at the end of the first quarter, got the lead up to 12 by halftime, and that lead stayed around 10 points for most of the second half, but Bulldogs did climb within 6 at one point in the third quarter. Spartans took full control early in the fourth quarter to advance on in the postseason. Senior point guard Cole Burmeister had a nice night for the Spartans, dropping in 20 points to lead all scorers in the contest. After the game, Burmeister said the Spartans did a better job of trying to push the ball up the floor against the resistance from the Bulldogs.
That's what they did to us up there in Boyer Valley, too, is they would put a guy locking him on Josh so we wouldn't have the outlet straight up the court like we normally do, and that slowed us down quite a bit. And we like to get out and go, and we just got to take smarter shots and play our game.
Spartans improved to 20-2 on the season. They'll now face the Audubon Wheelers in the Class 1A District 15 semifinals next Tuesday night. Burmeister said the Wheelers will be a tough challenge.
Yeah, they've been playing really well lately. The first time we played them, the game was a lot closer than what the score said, and they didn't press us at all, but they've been pressing everybody all year, so we know they're going to come out and press us, and we just got to be ready to go and clean some things up and come ready on Tuesday.
Lucas Behrens was the leader for the Bulldogs last night with 17 points as Boyer Valley finishes their season with a record of 10-12. We'll have coverage of that Exira EHK Audubon game coming up on Tuesday night. That game will be the second half of the semifinal doubleheader that will be played in Elkhorn. And that second game will be at 8 o'clock. The first game of the night will feature the AHSTW Vikings against the Arweva Rockets. And we'll have that game as well set for a 6:30 start next Tuesday. And that game is set up because both AHSTW and Arweva were able to advance last night as the Vikings pulled out a two-point win over Woodbine 63-61, and Arweva was a 81-45 winner over West Harrison. In other District 1A basketball play last night in District 14, it was Sydney over Fremont Mills 56-50. St. Albert topped Heartland Christian 80-37. Stanton a win over Riverside 61-42. And East Mills beat up on Grizzled 65-19. In District 13, Nottoway Valley a 55-51 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Ankeny Christian Academy topped Orion Maxburg 99-28. Earlham a 60-35 winner over Cam, and Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Southwest Valley 71-31. In District 12, Mormon Trail topped Lenox 79-32, Central Decatur over Lamoni 44-25, Murray beat Clarinda Academy 72-60, and Bedford 90-39 over East Union. Also, there was District 16 games were postponed from last night. Games played at Sioux Rapids will be moved to tonight. River Valley and Ridgeview and Sioux Central against St. Mary's Storm Lake. And the games at New Ofonda also were moved to tonight. IKM Manning against Westmin Ballard and New Ofonda taking on Peyton Sherdan. In Class 2A District semifinal play last night in District 13, it was Panorama 53-36 over Woodward Granger, and Des Moines Christian topped Mount Air by a final of 61-47. In District 14, Tri-Center beat Underwood 63-46, and Trainer was a 67-49 winner over Clarinda, as they'll now meet in the district final coming up here in the next round on Tuesday. And in District 15, play was postponed to today. Those games at OABCIG include Kemper Catholic taking on OABCIG and Esack County against Alta Aurelia. Boys regular season basketball last night, it was Atlantic falling at home to Denison Schleswig as the Monarchs win it 66-51, the final there. ADM was a 78-58 winner over Newton. Bishop Heelan topped Councilless Abraham Lincoln 79-62. Carroll over Harlan 67-64. And Creston was a 61-23 winner over Perry. That's regular season boys basketball. And on the slate tonight, it'll be a regional basketball play once again for the girls. The Class 1A regional semifinals, along with 2A regional semifinals. In Region 6 in Class 1A, Seymour takes on Murray, and North Mahaska faces Bedford. In Region 7, Cam will face Fremont Mills. And we'll have that game tonight here on KJN. That has been moved for the game site. It originally was going to be at Guthrie Center. Now will be played at Griswold. A little more geographical sense there. So Fremont Mills and Cam tonight, that'll be on the air. We'll get it going about 6:50 with our pregame. 7 o'clock is tip time for that one tonight. Also in that same region, Colonesco faces Collins Maxwell. In Region 8, New Ofonda will take on Arweva, and Exira EHK faces Westwood. In Class 2A regional semifinals tonight, in Region 6, Central Decatur takes on East Marshall. Van Buren will face Pella Christian. In Region 7, Panorama against Nottoway Valley and Dyke New Hartford taking on Van Meter. And in Region 8, it'll be Trainer against Sydney and Woodbury Central against IKM Manning. Moving on from basketball to wrestling, the state wrestling individual tournament got underway yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And after day one of action, it's Don Bosco leading the Class 1A team standings with 31 points. Denver second, Underwood in third right now with 23.5 points. Class 2A, West Delaware has the lead in a crowded field. Solon with 18 points, PCM third with 15.5. And Waverly Shellrock leads the large class there in 3A with 31.5 points, just ahead of Southeast Polk, who has 25. Fort Dodge sitting in third right now. Now in highlights for the Atlantic Cam wrestlers yesterday, they have three of the five that were qualified for the state tournament still wrestling here today. As first round winners for Atlantic were Chase McLaren at 138, as he was able to win his match by a final of 9-3. And Connor Pellett was a first round winner at 152 with an 8-6 win as well in his opening matchup. The other wrestlers for Atlantic, Garrett McLaren at 106, Joe Weaver at 120, and also Kale Roller at 220, all lost their first round match and fell into consolation action. And Garrett McLaren lost by fall in the consolations, and Joe Weaver was beaten by major decision at 120 in the consolations, so their tournament run is done. Kale Roller was able to stay alive there in the consolation bracket with a win by fall in his matchup there in the consolation round. Also, a few of the highlights for Class 1A wrestlers that were winners in the first round. Stevie Barnes of Underwood at 106, a first-round winner. Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia, winner at 113. ACGC's Blaine Beeler was a winner at 120. Also, Underwood's Logan James at 132. Nick Hamilton of Underwood at 138. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley and Blake Thompson of Underwood at 145. Also at 160 pounds, Michael Baker of Underwood, Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center, and Drew Vantacker of Bedford Lennox, all winners. At 170, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley, Gabe Pauly of AHSTW, a winner at 182. And it was Carson Waddle of West Central Valley, a winner at 195. At 220, Chance Stroh of Bedford Lennox and Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon were both first-round winners. And Aaron Olson of Missouri Valley, Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia, winners at 285 in their opening round matchups. And in Class 3A, not many area wrestlers winning their first-round matches. Parker Clucky of Carroll was a winner at 160. Brett Maurer of Glenwood won at 182. Noah Carter of Glenwood was a winner at 195. Cameron Baker of Thomas Jefferson a winner at 220. So they all move in to the championship side of the bracket. The action continuing today. We'll have reports throughout the day once again from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field bringing you all those results. And you can check out the full listings online on our sports page as well at kjn.com. And listen in for Jim and those reports live here throughout the day. In college basketball, the 16th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women improved to 20-5 overall with an 88-66 win over Illinois last night. Megan Gustafson set a new Big Ten record with her 78th career double-double. She had 27 points and 17 rebounds. And last night in men's hoops, Mitch Hahn drove toward the baseline, pulled up and hit a fadeaway jumper from the corner at the buzzer to give Nebraska-Omaha an 85-84 upset win over South Dakota State, the two-time defending Summit League champs. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.